Blog Talk Radio.
Saints of God, and welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. Today is Friday, February 18th, and that hymn was entitled, Yes, I Know. What do you know? Well, you know God loves you. You know the Bible says he will never leave us nor forsake us. You know that the Bible says that he's an ever-present God. You know that the Bible says his mercies are renewed every morning. You know that the Bible says, humble yourselves under the mighty hands of God, and he will exalt you. Listen, there's so many things we know about God. We know that he loves us and cares for us. Yes, I know, I know, I know. And you need to remind yourself of what you know about God, and I need to remind ourselves, especially when we feel down and out. Yes, I know, I know, I know. How do I know? Well, my grandmother used to tell me about the Lord. My mother used to tell me about the Lord. And then I found out about the Lord for myself. Paul says to Timothy, the things you know were deposited in you by your grandmother and then by your mother. But you too know. You too have experienced. Oh, what a wonderful thing to know God transgenerationally. To know him because your grandmother discipled you. To know him because your mother discipled you. Or your grandfather or your father. What a blessing. What a blessing to have godly grandparents and parents who disciple us, who talk to us about God and let us know who God is, but how wonderful it is to know God for yourself. How wonderful it is to experience God, his goodness, his kindness, and his mercy. Well, we're ending up our series on Micah 7:8, which reads, "Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me." Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, give you thanks for knowing us, not just today, but knowing us in eternity past, and loving us in eternity past, and electing us in eternity past. Oh, Father, how wonderful thou art. Thank you for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, the God-man. We thank you for not leaving us as orphans, but also in the departure of Jesus, you gave us another comforter, the Holy Spirit, who leads us and guides us to all truth. Oh, Father, how we love you. Thank you for the Son and the Holy Spirit. The Son begotten of the Father and the Holy Spirit proceeding from the Father and the Son. Oh, Heavenly Father, how we thank you that we are in the faith, that you saved us, that you opened our eyes, that you redeemed us, that you put our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Yes, I know, I know, I know what Scripture says, and I rejoice. I rejoice in the Lord. Today, Lord, we pray. As we conclude with momentary defeat, everlasting victory. This we ask, this we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Today, I'm having services with Sister Joyce Ten Eyck, so you pray for that service, and I'm having a service with Bob Borsch, and I'm having a service with Harvey Rackmeyer. So you pray for those three services today. Today, Friday, is a busy day, and I'm so happy to be busy in the Lord, ministering to the saints of God. And so pray for those three special services today. I'm going to need your help. I'm going to need strength, guidance of the Holy Spirit to minister to those three different individuals. So you pray for that. I pray your strength. I pray, and you pray my strength as we continue to do God's will. Well, today we're dealing with that portion of Scripture that says, when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. You know, when Satan deceives a Christian, when a Christian backslides, when a Christian becomes a prodigal, we go from the kingdom of light back into the kingdom of darkness. You know, we were once in the kingdom of darkness. In fact, let me read it to you. Let me read to you from Ephesians chapter 5. Go to Ephesians chapter 5. Let's go there for a moment. Paul, in writing to the saints of Ephesus, says this, starting at verse 11, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame," verse 12, "even to speak of those things which are done in secret. But all things are that are reproved are made manifest by the light. And whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith," referring to God. This is God speaking now. In verse 14, "Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." We were once dead in trespasses and sins. We were once sitting in the region of death and darkness. But Christ came to us. Christ pulled us out of the kingdom of darkness and led us into the kingdom of God. So when you backslide, it's like going back to the region of death, because Satan's kingdom is the kingdom of darkness. His children are the children of darkness. We, in turn, are the children of light. This is why Paul says to the Ephesians, you are children of light. Walk as children of light. Walk as children belonging to the kingdom of God. So, does Satan rejoice? Satan, our sole enemy, does he rejoice when we fall? Yes. Does he rejoice when he entices us back into the realm of sin? When we jump into the cesspool of sin, not just fall, but we join Satan by joyfully jumping into the cesspool of sin. How many brothers and sisters have I counseled over my years of pastoring who were not deceived? They just said, hey, I want to partake of sin, and they jumped into the cesspool of sin. Some fall, some run. Whatever the case, when you fall, when you're deceived, when you're ensnared, when you're entrapped, and you fall from grace, or you fall from your relationship in Christ, or you fall out of love in Christ, you hurt yourself. And so here in Micah it says, I shall arise. Yes, I shall. Why shall we arise? Because God is merciful. It says here in Ephesians, let me read Ephesians again. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 14, wherefore he, referring to God, saith, awake thou that sleepeth. You're sleepwalking through life. You're a born-again believer, but you're backslidden. Awake thou that sleepeth. This not only applies to the backslidden believer, but it also mainly applies to those who are not in Christ. Awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead. Arise. There you have that word again, arise. And Christ shall give thee light, light, light. If you turn to the Gospel of John, turn quickly with me to the Gospel of John, the first chapter. John chapter 1, this is what it reads. In John chapter 1, it says, starting at verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, referring to Jesus, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him, referring to Jesus, was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, but the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, obviously referring to John the Baptist. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through the light might believe. John was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Verse 9, that was the true light, that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Who is that Savior? Who is that light? Who is the one who brings us out of the realm of death, out of the realm of darkness, out of the realm of Satan? Who is that one? It's Jesus, our Savior. So when I sit in darkness like Samson with my eyes taken out, The Lord shall appear in his mercy, and he shall be a light unto me. Micah 7:8. Let me read it to you again. And let's put it in present day context. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy Satan. When you beguile me, when you entice me and I fall, I shall not remain there. I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, when I sit in your realm, under your power, under your control, the Lord shall be a light unto me. In other words, Jesus draws near to rescue that wayward sheep. You know, when you backslide, you become like that sheep in the story where Jesus left the 99 to go after that one. You are that one. I am that one who wanders off from the fold, who wanders off from the shepherd, and he leaves the 99 under protection, and he goes looking for that one who sits in darkness. When I was a little boy, there was a movie that I was so in love with. It was a movie on Samson. And back then, there were no DVDs or videos. There was no movies on demand. Back then, I believe we had three channels. We had a black and white TV, and there were only three channels. There weren't 500 channels like today or 1,000 channels. There was only three channels. And every now and then during the Easter season, they would play religious movies. The big ones were The Ten Commandments by Cecil B. DeMille. The other one was The King of Kings with Jeffrey Fisher. There were different kinds of versions of movies on Jesus. And the networks controlled when you watched these movies. And they only came around seasonally. Every now and then, there was this movie that I really loved, and it was called Samson and Delilah. It had the great actor Victor Mature, and it had the great actress Hedy Lamarr. Of course, George Sanders was in the movie, another famed actor, classical actor. Until this day, it is my favorite movie on the Bible. It is my favorite. Samson and Delilah is my favorite movie. And I guess, you know, as a little boy growing up, Samson the strong man, Samson could do this. Samson can fight a lion. Samson can fight a giant. You know, I was all into that as a boy. As a red-blooded American boy growing up in this great land, this great country, who didn't want to be a Samson, you know? When I went to church, some of the boys wanted to be David, others wanted to be Samson. Those were the two main Bible characters that boys fell into, David or Samson. I like Samson. Now, I have a short clip here of Samson. I went to YouTube, and I have a short clip here on Samson. Now, this is when Samson has had his eyes taken out, and he's alone. They've taken him off the grinding mill for the day, because he wasn't grinding all day. He was grinding like all people do during work hours, but then when non-working hours, he was unshackled from the grind mill and put in his bed or in his habitation to rest. So here's a clip of Samson, or Victor Mature, talking to God when he is sitting in darkness, as in Micah 7:8. Listen to this. And this is the part of the movie that it really affected me as a child. This was, despite all of his heroics in the movie, his killing of 1,000 Philistines with the jawbone of an ass, this portion here really spoke to me. This is the part that I really remember about the movie, and it's about redemption, the grace of God, the mercy of God. Here it is, Victor Mature in the classic movie Samson and Delilah. I want you to listen closely to the lines, to what he says.
How long will you forget me, O Lord? How long will your hand be set against me? I call out through the long night, but you do not hear me. O Lord, God of my fathers, they called unto you and were delivered. Do not forsake me, O Lord.
I shall wait outside for the guard. Let no one come in.
Don't go near me, mistress. You pay it a piece. O Lord, God of my fathers. O Lord, I'm despised by all men. They mock me, saying he trusts his God to deliver him. You are my God. Be not far from me, for there is no other help. My strength is melted like wax. My heart is dry of hope. I'm blinded and among enemies. O Lord, O my strength, send me your sign. Are you flesh and blood, or an angel of the Lord? Who are you?
I heard you pray.
I prayed for an angel of the Lord, and the devil sent me you.
All I want is to comfort you. Let me come near you.
You were near me in the valley of Sork, trading my love for Philistine silver.
Won't you believe I would give my life to undo what I've done?
I believed you once. You sold my sight.
I would endure your hatred, Samson, if it would bring back your sight. Let me be your eyes. Through my eyes, you will see again.
Through all the long darkness, I prayed that you'd be delivered into my hands.
I'm here. I will not cry out.
God has not forsaken me. His will be done.
Your chains, they're broken. Made you free. No chains can bind you again. I shall find a western camp, Zingaza. My silver will open the gates that bar your way. By nightfall, we'll be in the land of the Pharaoh.
The Almighty did not give back my strength to run from my enemy.
You cannot fight what you cannot see.
Go out against them as I did before.
100 spears will cut you down before you reach the gate.
I cannot even find the door.
Let me be the lamp that goes before you in the night.
Oh, Lord, my God, show me the way we're to walk. Show me the thing I must do.
In the valley of the Nile, we'll be safe. We'll be together.
Oh, the judge of the earth, do not let me forgive her.
My arms will hold you again.
And put the food in my mouth, the cup to my lips.
When your heart is light, I will share your laughter. When you despair, my eyes will shed your tears.
And when I curse you for my darkness,
I will kneel and ask your forgiveness.
Vengeance is yours, O Lord. Strike him. Destroy him. For I cannot.
My love.
My eyes could see I was blind.
Now I see. We must hurry. They're coming to take you to the temple.
Temple? Is it today?
Yes. In a few hours they will come for you. All Gaza will be there. Thousands of people. One little temple. The great idol Dagon will be a fiery furnace. They'll humble you before him. They'll bind you between the two sacred columns and gird you.
Two columns? Does the house of the temple stand on two columns?
Oh, Harry Sampson, Egypt has a thousand temples, each more beautiful.
Two columns? So close I may be bound between them?
Yes, and scourged. Come, by midday we can be at the string of Eunice, with Egypt almost in sight.
I will stay here, Delilah.
They'll drag you down, make you kneel before their eyes. Oh, Sam.
Great movie, great lines, great scene. The Lord shall be a light unto Samson, unto all those who are backslidden. Why? Because it's mercy. The grace of God. Think about the grace of God. How many salutations from the hand of the Apostle Paul do we read? Grace, mercy, and peace. From God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our God is a God of mercy. So when we sit in darkness, the Lord shall restore us, and he shall be a light unto me, and he will lead us out of the regions, out of the realms of darkness where Satan had us captured like a foolish prodigal. And we shall be wise in the Lord again. Precious saints of God, let us pray for all backsliders. You know, when we sit in darkness and the Lord becomes our light, the Lord becomes our illuminating light. Things we didn't see before, we see now more clearly. You know, in the line there, Samson says, I had eyes, but I couldn't see. But now with my eyes gone, I see clearly. Why? Because God was schooling him. God's mercy and God's doing will deliver us out of darkness. So if you know anyone right now in a backslidden state, remember, defeat is only momentary. James says, draw nigh to God. And he will draw nigh to us. We saw in that little clip there, Samson in the darkness drawing nigh to God, calling on God to have mercy on him in the darkness by himself. And surely God did. Surely God. Well, saints, that does it for today. If you want to watch a good movie this weekend, my tip to you is watch Samson and Delilah. You can find it anywhere now. Now you don't have to wait for the networks to put it on. Get yourself some popcorn and some hot dogs and some chili and gather the family around. And it's a great movie by the same director who did the movie The Ten Commandments, Sisal Be the Meal. What a great movie, Samson and Delilah, my all-time favorite. I want to end today's broadcast, this week's broadcast, with the song, God Will Be With You Till We Meet Again. Love you, saints.
God be with you till we meet God.